What seemed like an issue that was stuck in neutral has moved through the Senate. Now, the payday lending bill has one more step before getting sent to the governor's desk. In a surprise move, the Senate rolled out new language to the payday lending bill that only made minor changes to the legislation. The bill is labeled by supporters as a comprehensive overhaul to the industry. Leading the charge for the bill is the Pew Charitable Trust, which advocates for better financing situations. The group's Nick Bork says the bill as passed would make Ohio a role model on this issue.
We need to have affordable payments, reasonable time to repay, and prices that, yes, are higher than what you might see on credit cards, but lower than what you tend to see in payday loan markets, and definitely much lower than what you see in Ohio today.
The Senate's changes raise the maximum payday loan amount to $1,000. The bill also caps the principal and fees on those loans at 7% of the borrower's monthly income, and says total costs, meaning fees and interest rates, cannot be more than 60% of the original loan. The payday lending crackdown first passed the House without any changes to the original bill, which is unusual. Lawmakers voted it out of committee not long after Speaker Cliff Rosenberger resigned amid reports of an FBI probe into his travel with payday lending lobbyists. He maintains he's done nothing wrong. The final vote in the House had to wait until after they elected a new speaker. Pew has said Ohio has the highest payday lending interest rates in the nation, averaging 591%. Bork argues that the current payday lending model in the state leaves people vulnerable to predatory lending.
People get harmed. People often find that they want or need to borrow money to make ends meet and pay bills, and that can be okay. Credit can help, but only if it's structured the right way.
But payday lenders take exception to those claims. Ted Saunders is CEO of CheckSmart, which has more than 90 storefronts in Ohio. Saunders argues that credit unions can thrive under the current language, while payday lenders are penalized.
You notice there's no prohibition on charging customers any other fees if you're a bank or credit union. But I've noticed in here that if I, as a licensed check casher, want to cash, if I want to deliver this loan in the form of a check, I'm capped at $10. Why me?
Saunders also claims that he and the rest of the payday lending industry were left in the dark as the Senate crafted the new language. Republican Senator Scott Oestlager fired back. The chair of the Finance Committee held 5 hearings on the bill before drafting changes and notes that the hearing room has seen many payday lending representatives from the start.
So you and your people and your numerous lobbyists have been very much involved in this from the very beginning. So the chair does not accept your premise, but your process.
9 Republican senators voted against the bill, including Senator Bill Coley, who has been an ardent supporter of the payday lending industry. He was tough on supporters of the bill, defending lenders during his line of questioning, and proposed several amendments to the Senate's version. He echoes the payday lending supporters who say this bill will make it unfeasible to operate storefronts.
Guys, this bill will help no one. The better alternative is to let us get into the room with the people who are interested and who are in on Main Street and lending money.
Consumer advocates argue that lenders in Ohio also operate many storefronts in Colorado, which has tougher laws than the ones proposed in this bill. The measure now goes back to the House, which can either agree with the Senate's changes or go to a conference committee. The House passed the original language overwhelmingly. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.